Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, China's National Legislature opened its annual session today in Beijing, with Chinese leaders attending the opening meeting for the fourth session of the 13th National People's Congress. GDP, jobs, climate and trade deals were among topics highlighted. And to get the latest on what we can expect out of the meetings, we're joined today by Iris Peng, and she's Chief Economist Greater China at ING. Iris, welcome to the show.
Hello, Rachel.
Wonderful to have you with us today, Iris. So let's start off. The two sessions, they've started. What were some of your key takeaways from what's been announced so far?
I think the most important thing is that the central government focuses on economic recovery and to achieve even longer-term growth through sustainability and technological advancement.
So you talk about economic growth, and the government work report is the main focus of the NPC as it prioritizes the policy agenda for the year, which is the first year of the 14th five-year plan. Key highlights of the work report from today: we've got GDP numbers, jobs, climate was mentioned, we've got some mention of trade deals as well. And I know that some analysts weren't expecting GDP numbers, but we did see the unveiling of a 6% target for economic growth. What are your thoughts on that number? Conservative?
Yes, it's a little bit strange, actually, because I think that there would be no GDP target because the government focuses on quality of growth rather than speed. But they set a target anyway. But the target is too low. The bar is set too low, really. The consensus of GDP growth in 2021 is over 8%. My forecast is very humble at 7%. So 6% is really like not setting any target at all. So it seems strange at the very first instance. But then I think about it a little bit, because with other numbers the government report announced, like the fiscal number 3.2% of GDP, and the main spending will still be on jobs, I wonder whether the government expects or include a scenario that there will be a COVID comeback in 2020, because the GDP number above 6% and the job stability, they are really like the goals set in the second half of 2020 with the uncertainty of COVID around the world and also a little bit in mainland. So I actually suspect and quite worry that they are thinking that way. If they are thinking that way, then 6% actually makes sense.
And stabilizing jobs
also makes sense.
And talking about jobs, Iris, as well, we did see the announcement of 11 million new urban jobs, surveyed unemployment rate of around 5.5%. Can you tell us a little bit more about the significance of those numbers as well in the context of where we are going into the second quarter of 2021?
So for 11 million new jobs in the urban areas, it actually largely for the fresh graduates every year. So this year it's around 8 million fresh graduates. So we need to cater that. Actually, the government cater that every year. So this is along that line. And for the survey jobs rate in the urban at 5.5%, which means that the job market actually stabilizes rather than improve a lot from now. So in the second half, when the fresh graduates is finding their jobs, I expect that some SOEs will hire them at least at a part-time mechanism so that they can find a long-term permanent job later.
And you spoke, Iris, just now about the possible impact of the pandemic on that GDP forecast. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you think the past year and what's happening currently with COVID-19 has impacted how the sessions have been shaped.
In fact, the sessions talked a little about the COVID on a forward-looking basis. So my worry may be just worry. So I think that there are something that we see new in the new two sessions for this time is that there is a longer paragraph on healthcare. I think that's driven by COVID, and that is actually good for the progress of the social benefit systems. But then the paragraph actually lacks detail, so we need to watch out for what we'll talk about in the coming days on the healthcare system.
And other key topics such as trade deals and climate were also mentioned as well. We saw goals to cut energy intensity by around 3% in 2021. What are your thoughts on the climate goals that have been announced?
It is actually a very good start to achieve the 2016 net zero carbon emission target. I believe that this one, as well as other measures, for example, clean energy for northern areas, heating in the winter at 70%. That is actually a very good measure because it is very detailed, it is very concrete. So I expect more measures like this kind of detail to be announced in the coming days.
We're speaking with Iris Pang, Chief Economist, Greater China at ING. Iris, you read my mind. I was going to head straight into trade now. And talking about the trade deals, we did see the speed up of negotiations on a free trade agreement with Japan and South Korea mentioned, as well as push for swift implementation of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership and positive consideration to joining the CPTPP as well. What are your thoughts on the trade moves?
I think that for those trade agreements, the wordings are actually quite standard. We have heard those repeatedly throughout the last few months. So it is just a confirmation that China is going to continue to facilitate and join trade agreements, new trade agreements, and facilitate existing agreements.
Was there anything else that stood out to you from what's been announced so far?
Yeah, the main thing I think is technology. There is a special paragraph on technology and R&D spending, and they mentioned again the almost everyone's forgot technology innovation 2030 plan. The plan was started in 2017. Some of the projects added in 2018, and then people actually forgot about that. I think the re-mentioning of this plan means that China will invest a lot in technology advancement, but they need revisions on the projects or add new projects on them because technologies have changed over the past few years.
And lastly, Iris, what are you going to be looking out for in the week ahead?
I am looking for very detailed plans to or measures to achieve the government report's measures. So the government report just laid out a very large framework, and we need detailed action plans, roadmap, timeline, and all those should be expected in the coming few days.
Wonderful. Well, Iris, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Iris Pang, Chief Economist, Greater China at ING, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.